It is iRadio in the afternoon. Pundi game. This is the setup. What is the punchline? What's made of leather and sounds like a sneeze? Hi, Hannah in Galway.
The answer for Dame Fanula's thingamajig, whatever it's called, is a chew. A shoe? Is that right?
Yes, it is. Hannah, convict in your answers more. You were right.
The Pundi game, Hannah. The Pundi game.
The Dame Fanula's
thingamajig.
Yeah, whatever. Like, the name doesn't matter.
Back yourself. That's all I'd say, but well done on getting it right. What do you call a solicitor who can cook?
Oh, what do you call a solicitor that can cook?
A sous chef. Dave Duke laughs for the first time.
I'm only laughing because you're so proud of yourself with that one.
Yes, I am.
I'm hearing about that COP26 thing that's going on in Scotland.
Yeah.
It's all very serious business. Too many people don't take climate change seriously enough. It would be cooler if they did.
John, will we fly over to Glasgow now?
Global warming, heating, temperatures. Do
you want to get up on stage? We'll push one of the world leaders out of their speaking
Sorry, slot. Joe Biden. Step out of the way. Too many people don't take this climate change thing seriously enough. Slip into Tommy Schlug. It'd be cooler if they did.
It would work.
Anyways, sorry.
Very specific joke for you here, Dave. Did you hear about the investment advisor?
Would you believe I didn't? I didn't, but sorry, continue. Yeah.
Did you hear about the investment advisor who wouldn't make whipped cream?
No, I didn't hear about the investment advisor who wouldn't make whipped cream.
It was because she was whisk-averse.
Wow. That is...
It took a second. I could see your face. I could see the wheels turning.
Donegal, Darren.
Sad times in Donegal here today. My obese pet parrot just died there. In fairness, it was a huge weight off my shoulders.
That is Darren. Good.
Delighted with himself is Darren.
That is good. Round two of today's Pundi game on iRadio in the afternoon with Dave and Fanula. Shane the taxi man comes with one. Taxi men, they're very observant people. They're going to see a lot of things.
Yeah.
Shane say, oh, two men fighting over a bus pass. It was a fair fight.
Shane.
You get it?
Yes, bus, I love
bus,
it.
Bus fair.
Wordplay. My favourite thing.
Thank you, Shane. We love you.
I also love this one from James for the sheer straightforwardness of it.
Is it blunt?
It's yeah. What did Batman say to Robin before they got in the car?
I don't know.
Robin, get in the car. That is so stupid. I love it, James. I love it.
Wow. Get to the point. Alice, in Athlone.
Oh my God, I have a joke for you.
Go on.
One of the kids I used to mind told me this one, right?
Go on.
Why did the teddy bear say he didn't want his dinner? Because he was too stuffed.
Alice.
The best is when you get the crack out of your own jokes. That's what we love to hear. How about this one? I need to stop hanging around with pessimistic horses. Naysayers never add anything to the conversation.
Are we still feeling the effects of the weekend?
Because I think so.
I feel we're finding these far too funny. How did the iPhone get drunk?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Too many screenshots.
Oh, yes!
No, you didn't like that.
I do like that one.
I told my friend Facebook is changing its name to Meta.
Okay.
He asked, what's a Meta? I said, nothing. What's a Meta with you? What's a Meta with you?
Kudos for the accent attempt. I appreciate it. Final one from my side. I'm saying goodbye, going out on a high.
Oh, you're okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about all the hidden meanings in The Lion King?
No, I didn't hear about all the hidden meanings in The Lion King.
It's full of symbolism. Symbolism? Symbolism?
Come on.
Yes. Done. Out.
They're still coming. Ona Mead. What do you call a short person on the run from a high security prison who can speak with the dead?
Oh, God.
Small, medium, at large.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That's very good.
I will tell this today.
Right.
And then I will tell it this day next year. Do you know what's mad? Jehovah's Witnesses don't actually celebrate Halloween. I guess they don't appreciate random people knocking on their doors.
Okay, I don't have the 2022 diary yet, but I'll get out the phone this day next year, 1st November 2022.
But then hopefully I'll be able to compact down the punchline. I guess they don't appreciate random people knocking on their doors.
Yes.
Eh?
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fanula.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.